It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Come on, Munchkin, sing it.
Woo-hoo!
She's gone.
I love it.
Not liquidated. She's not been melted down.
Not yet.
She still exists. She still be there. And as she said last week, I'll always have influence. And she will.
She will. At least she won't be in our lives in front of the screen or sitting behind whoever the president may be in the future, you know, State of the Union addresses. And it's just so nice to think that Nancy Pelosi will no longer be leading the Democratic Party.
She's gone.
Bye.
Thank God. That was the official. They gave her day, you know, hand over the gavel, you know, and move on. But boy, wow, was that a speech. We got a lot to get. A lot of things happened in Congress yesterday. But
oh my gosh, yes.
But this was my all-time favorite. Of all the things we've heard Nancy Pelosi say, my favorite is when she quotes scripture.
It really is laughable.
Of all people.
Honestly, yeah.
And this was the best.
Scripture teaches us that for everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
I thought that was a bird song.
Wow, look at that. Turn, turn, turn.
Wow.
Oh, Nancy.
Now, bye, Nancy. Bye-bye. So they didn't waste any time. Now, I'm going to preface this, Diener, by saying I don't think it's really going to go anywhere because they would have to have complete Congress. You would have to have the Senate too. They've got the House. But I think it's a nice thought. I really do. I think it's nice. They're on day one, literally day one, they're starting this.
I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden. And that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress.
That's James Comer. He is the House Oversight Chairman, the new chair.
I kid you not. 10:05. We always fool around how like the big news happens right after the show ends. 10:05 in the morning.
It really was.
I walk out of the studio to move on to the next task of the day, and I check Twitter, and there is this press conference. I'm like, what? Are you serious?
And they were all there. I mean, they were all worked up. Jim Jordan was like the closer, and he was, oh my God, literally rolling up his sleeves. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
He's reading the charges. He puts his glasses on in the middle of it. It was a great scene. And there were a lot of them. So here's, this takes a while, but they're not official charges. These are accusations from this House Oversight Committee that they want to look into.
Conspiracy or defrauding the United States. Wire fraud. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. Tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Other than that,
boy,
anything?
It's just a little bit different than a possible call of quid pro quo with Zelensky, huh?
Yeah, well, exactly, right.
And that's all they had to go on for Trump, and that was flimsy as it was, obviously, since he was acquitted on it. And they would list a laundry list of accusations for corrupt Joe Biden.
By the way, very, very quietly, probably the quietest news story of all time, as much of a big deal, like you said, Diener, at 10:05, that news was coming out of the House Oversight Committee. Does anybody realize the FBI just admitted yesterday they found nothing from Mar-a-Lago? Did anybody see that story? Anyone? Raise your hand.
Like, I felt like I was taking crazy pills yesterday because that news dropped, and I'm like, I'm sitting there staring at this, looking around. Does no one else know this is happening?
Wow.
That they just admitted there was nothing at Mar-a-Lago? Because that's what happened.
There was nothing there. Like, literally nothing there, which is another reason why. There was lots of reasons, obviously, the strategy behind it. But another reason why Trump felt comfortable announcing this week on Tuesday to run for
True.
The presidency.
Yeah.
Because it was all clear. There was nothing there.
So once again, all these people coming out, by the way, he can still be indicted, you know. Doesn't change anything. indicted on what exactly?
And this is, and expect to hear now from at your Thanksgiving table from all your far lefty relatives. Oh, it's just revenge is what they're doing. These Republicans are doing in Congress. Well, yeah.
They brought this
upon themselves, and they knew with all these impeachment charges. And I'll go as far as to say it, Diener. I don't want to see a world where it's like whoever's in charge and whoever has the power, it's you throw the impeachments
Agreed.
As a weapon all the time, constant impeachments and blah, blah, blah. But I think we're there now, and I think it's going to happen, and they opened that book.
Well, and here's the thing. I totally agree with you on that. Unless there's cause. And with Joe Biden, you heard it there, pick one.
Yeah.
I mean, they even left out, they left out dereliction of duty when it came to Afghanistan. They leave out dereliction of duty when it comes to the border.
Right.
Which is essentially an invasion that just goes unchecked.
Which is bizarre, and I wish they did because it has way more of an impact and way more understandable to the voters. Or just, the, you know, the public, it does. It was way more serious.
Well, I'll tell you, though, when you hear violation of human trafficking laws, that's also pretty bad, too.
Well, there's that.
Money laundering.
Yeah.
So they have a lot to go on because you know it's going to lead to impeachment hearings. They were setting the table yesterday.
Let's hear from Jim Jordan coming up next because he went on Hannity last night, but also he followed up after Comer yesterday with some strong accusations. That's when he put his glasses on and rolled up his sleeves and started sweating. And
what a day. And we haven't even got to the Twitter stuff. The Buffalo stuff.
Twitter's closed.
What is happening?
They closed the offices.
Yesterday was just like one thing after the other. We're like, okay, we can lead with this. Oh, wait, no, we're going to lead with this.
We'll
what
get
a
to
day.
A lot of that, as well as some holiday stuff coming up next. Wow. The South Florida Morning Show, welcome to Friday. Welcome to South Florida's News Talk Christmas Station.
Hey!
Just kidding. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show, keep it here. What's coming up in news?
Well, we do have Nancy Pelosi leaving office, which is good news, right? But we've got Kamala Harris still in office, and she is commenting on North Korea's latest missile test.
We strongly condemn these actions, and we again call for North Korea to stop further unlawful destabilizing acts.
Yeah, this is the latest missile launch. Japan says the missile had the potential range to reach anywhere in the U.S.
I don't understand. What, so now she's acting like she cares about stuff? You know what I mean?
Well, at least you got the country right.
Oh, well, that's good. Yes. there's a plus.
Yeah, that more coming up.
And I think it's also important to understand, never forget how the story has changed. I mean, think about this. When it started off, it was, no, it's not his laptop. It's not his laptop. Then it was, well, it's his laptop, but remember, it's Russian disinformation and no one did anything wrong. Then it was, well, maybe he did something wrong, but President Biden didn't know about it. And now it's, well, maybe President Biden knew about it and was involved, but it didn't influence his decisions.
That was Jim Jordan. So I think the plan here is they bring out Comer there, who is the House Oversight Chair, and he'll bring the official charges. And then Jim Jordan drops the hammer, and he can, like, solidifies everything, and he makes, like, the media appearances.
Yeah, because I guess that's a good way to put it. He's like the closer. Forgive my ignorance. Was he an attorney, a lawyer, or anything before? I know he was a wrestler.
I don't know if he has a law degree. That's a good question. I don't think so.
Because we know with, like, Ted Cruz, he has all that going on there. And some of them do. I mean, a lot of them have different law degrees and things like that.
Ted Cruz, I mean, on a side note, Ted Cruz is actually one of the biggest constitutional and most respected constitutional experts in the world.
Right?
He really is.
Right. No, it's true. Think what you want about him. Some people don't like him for different reasons, but no, that's true.
He knows his stuff.
Oh my gosh, yes. But no, you're right. Jim Jordan, man, he just comes in. He's just the perfect guy to be a closer, which is why I thought he was going to be a good candidate for House Speaker. But
I know. It would have been great.
That's neither here nor there.
But I don't know. Maybe he's better in this role. Who the heck knows?
Yeah,
And then he goes on Hannity last night. This was interesting too, I thought.
Not to mention what they have done to our liberties, our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights. So, yeah, we had better stick together to fight those crazy policies and what they're doing to our Constitution.
Yes, that's the more important part right there. Exactly. And that's what people can relate to. That's why they say, yeah, get him.
I wonder, speaking of Ted Cruz and the Constitution, do you think they have meetings together and Ted Cruz kind of gives them advice? Because it's not like he can get involved with the investigations legally because it's the Senate and the House.
Right.
But, you know, they might sit down at the D.C. bar together somewhere and say, hey, look, here's what you can do. Here's where you can get them on the Constitution.
Mm.
I would think so. Because
maybe. I would go. There's nobody else I would go to. I mean,
sure.
He's in the same building. You just got to walk a little bit and ask him, hey, Ted.
Why not go to one of the experts?
Right.
It was satisfying, though, wasn't it? I mean, you could say what you want about revenge and things like that. But the fact of the matter is these accusations have teeth. Whereas the stuff with Trump was just, I mean, you know, it was the witch hunt, like he always used to say. It was just get Trump.
Right.
And
right.
This stuff is real that they're talking about for Biden. An investigation for Joe Biden.
I don't know. They're a long ways away from being able to get anything done with this, I think. But at least they're making people aware of him, holding their feet to the fire. They knew
That's
it was coming. Biden knew it was coming.
Right.
They asked him about it months ago and all the way leading up to the midterms. Oh, if the Republicans win the House back, you got to face some charges? He goes, bring it on. They know.
You're right. He's just, you know, old cocky Joe Biden.
In the meantime, in social media world, check this out. Twitter's closed. I mean, it's still operating, but they actually closed the offices. And nobody knew what this was going on. I was confused, too. I got home last night after doing a bunch of stuff, and I start reading, you know, catching up on the news and all these other. And big social media accounts, big Twitter accounts are saying, well, if this is the end, it's been a great ride.
I know.
Like, what are you talking about?
It was so confusing. It was alarming. Start going on there and all these different accounts. You're right. Well, this could be our last tweet. What's going on here?
I don't think that's the case. Now, there is one concern, because some people brought this up. They said, well, is it actually the FBI who actually got in there as an investigation committee? Is it somebody else? No, they literally just closed the offices until Monday. Mass resignations, we knew about that. So the spin in the mainstream media has been, Twitter is falling apart. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's this and that. I will tell you this, Elon Musk sounds very confident. In fact, the last tweet he sent out last night was, once again, coverage of this thing means a record all-time usage for Twitter. Fine with me.
How about that, right? The building closes down for reasons. I don't know if this is true. These were the reports, and I didn't see Elon deny it, that they closed it down because he was worried about employees sabotaging the site on their way out as they resign.
Right.
So they just knocked off access to everybody. closed it off, you know, basically shut off the badges, if you will, so they couldn't get inside the building.
Huh.
So I guess he's just trying to weed out who's, you know, who would pull off some type of sabotage like that and then bring back in the good ones.
And there are insults outside. It's not like a massive protest or anything, but there are some people outside of the Twitter offices in San Francisco with like protest signs and all this other stuff. And, you know, you did this, Elon.
Right.
I think, you know what this made me think? I think he's one step away from moving this thing to Texas or Florida. Most likely Texas.
You know, we've been mentioning that.
I mean, what would it take?
No one else has said it, but I think we're on to something, honestly.
Just get it out of there.
Yeah, why not?
Plus, if it's based in a state like Texas, don't you pay less in taxes?
Oh, for sure.
There's got to be business incentives there. Give a call to Greg Abbott.
Right.
Or the attorney general there and say, hey, what can you offer us? Give me a good deal.
Why not, right?
He's already got the SpaceX thing, a big launch pad there. I'm sure he's got a lot of land and office space.
Could you imagine? No, because those are all good points when it comes to SpaceX and how he launches everything from there, doing all the tests for the Mars rocket and all that.
Right.
But could you imagine the liberal meltdown if one day in the near future, Elon Musk shows up in Florida and has a press conference with Ron DeSantis?
Oh, my God.
And they're shaking hands. They're buddy-buddy talking about how they partnered up to bring Twitter to the free state of Florida, where woke goes to die.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be a mass call for all the libs to sell their Teslas. You watch. It would all happen. They would all freak out.
What a moment that would be. Now, that's just a complete hypothetical, but man, that would be fun to see.
Wow. Well, this is interesting to see because we don't have to live through it. This is that time of the year where you can like look at other states and think about your relatives in the Northeast or maybe even the Midwest sometimes and go, ha ha. Just kidding. Buffalo and other areas in Western New York getting hit by a massive. This morning's the first time I've heard this term thrown out there. Historic snowstorm.
Mm.
Erie County has issued a state of emergency, which they usually do, but also a travel ban, which I'm sure went into the decision to move the Buffalo Bills game against Cleveland out of Buffalo.
That's right. That was the official word. We kept hearing whispers over the past few days that they might move it. The Bills were in contact with league offices for that possibility. And I mean, that does it right there. If you can't travel because of weather, how are you supposed to go there for the game?
Officials say surrounding areas could get 12 to 18 inches of snow.
My gosh.
In the overnight hours, it's massive. But to move a game, I don't know. I know it's for the safety of the fans. I totally get that. But that's, I don't know.
I know. I mean, I get it.
It's going to Detroit, by the way.
Yes, that's right. They're going to play indoors at Ford Field there Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Which changes the betting lines.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And certainly changes our Friday football picks if that's one of our picks.
See? I mean, this is why I had – things were fluid. Things were always in constant motion when it came to the football picks. But it's – I get the concern. You know, you can't have the team flying in. You can't have fans traveling because of this massive snowfall that they're going to get. Feet of snow. Multiple feet.
Okay, but they're kind of used to it.
I know, but at the same time, there's that other part of me that says, man, I really wish we could have seen this game.
Me too. I wanted to see it.
How fun was that going to be, just playing in a massive snowstorm?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, well.
Anyway. by the way, we mentioned it there briefly. We will have our Friday football picks, including Jen's picks, coming up at 9:03-ish to get you into the weekend and beyond. We got some holiday stuff. Holiday hours coming up next week. I don't know. Is it on hiatus next week? Is it a bye week?
You know, I was wondering about that myself.
We'll figure it out on the air.
Yes.
That's what we'll do. We'll have an on-air decision meeting.
I think there's a way we can still do this.
All right.
Because I'm going to be around. I can throw some picks together. I think we can do it remotely. Maybe put it out, make it like a social media thing. Because here's the reason why I would rather us not skip it next week, even though none of us are going to be around.
Yeah,
is because Ohio State plays Michigan next Saturday.
Oh, that's right too.
I wanted us to get that pick in there. Yeah,
we'll still do it.
Yeah, there you go. We're still going to be in.
Unless you want to double up, you want to do 2 weeks worth of picks?
Oh no, I'm not ready for that.
Barely got this week's sheet done.
Yes, that's right.
More fallout from that ridiculous FTX company collapse. Boy, the details coming out about these two lunatics who are running this company.
Whew.
And the Bahamas, apparently, is trying to soak the U.S.
That's right.
In the investigation.
There's another twist I didn't see coming.
Wow. Layers upon layers of that one. We got that and more headlines coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Katya. How about this? How about a healthy 65 degrees right now? That feels nice.
Felt so nice. It was up, you know, way up in the Great White North of the Pizzle, Port St. Lucie. I got down to 58 degrees.
58?
I did.
My God.
it was just a game changer this morning
up
there.
If you're 58, can you imagine Jen's house?
Oh,
she's
please.
Probably shoveling this morning.
Their house looks like Buffalo, New York right now. It's just a blizzard.
Oh, I love it. So they're saying that, I mean, these can change, but they're saying it's going to be a little bit cooler, maybe a little cloudier, but a little bit cooler heading into the weekend too and lasting. So that would be nice.
It would be really. I was the first thing I thought of this morning too. I was like, man, I love this. But did it come like a week too early?
Yeah, you know? I know what you mean.
So, but we'll take it while we can get it. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just loving this. Right in time for the weekend too. The South Florida Morning Show, Newstalk 850 WFTL. Speaking of the weather, you just mentioned it there, Diener. So if you got flight plans in out of Western New York, they're getting buried. 12 to 18 inches of snow. They actually used it this morning in the Weather Channel. This description: historic snowstorm.
Yeah, man, they're talking. I don't know if this is going to happen because this is the extreme case, but in some spots, up to 6 feet of snow. I mean, that's on the extreme side of it, but that's what they're talking about in some cases. That is insanity. How do you deal with that? I can't even imagine that.
I mean, they have. If anybody can, they have.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's a blizzard. It is what it is.
It's just hard for me to imagine. I guess the same thing for them. Like if you live in Buffalo your whole life, they say, "How do you live through hurricanes so much?"
True too. That's right. That horrifies them.
Right.
We may be horrified by snow. Who knows? But that's happening. But they are saying it is going to affect. It's not the most populous area in the world, but it will affect a lot of flights actually. Today.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's happening. In the meantime, what's the latest in the FTX meltdown? The cryptocurrency exchange company. Here's the latest. You ready for this?
I think so.
And this is from CNBC.
Oh.
FTX, in an emergency court filing, said they think Bahamian regulators directed the former CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, that guy, to gain unauthorized access to systems to obtain digital assets. In short, the Bahamas is trying to shake him down and get the assets.
Oh, my gosh. Saying, basically, give us your money?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The filing says Bahamas Freed transferred those assets to the custody of the Bahamian government to try to hide them.
Wow. So are they working together or are they just...
That's the big question.
You know what I mean? Wow. Either way, it's a wild accusation.
So we've already got the thing. So yesterday we had the news that the lawsuit, the file in Tallahassee, of all places, also includes celebrity defendants. Big, you know, not only them, but just some very, very wealthy defendants because they were endorsing this company. Brady, Giselle, Shaq was in there too. Larry David, all kinds of different people. So we got that happening. So they start, through that court case, they start to look into some of the financial records of this company. Like, how did they file? How did they account for things? How did they... This is an honest-to-God reported story. They put expense reports in a description. They used emojis.
Are you serious?
Like you would do with your phone.
Just...
It's like... So they would say, like, an expense report for traffic, transportation. They'd put, like, a car emoji.
That's all they would do.
These are children.
Yeah.
responsible for losing $11 billion in assets, allegedly.
It's an incredible story, man. Everything that ties into this. And there's a new detail, a new wrinkle to it every single day. I mean, we start off with this company going bankrupt, right? We find out last weekend this whole thing starts to unravel. Then you realize, oh my gosh, this is billions and billions of dollars you're talking about, and all these people are going to lose money, and this guy's losing his fortune. And then you start to find out how they were defrauding people, and Ukraine was one of the biggest investors, and they gave $40 million to the Democratic Party during the midterms.
Oh yeah, let's not forget about that.
And yeah, exactly. And now he's on the lam somewhere in the Bahamas, and he's being shaken down, and everybody's getting sued. Like this, you can't write this stuff.
Here's what the lawsuit says. The debtors have credible evidence that the Bahamian government is responsible for directing unauthorized access to debtors' systems for the purpose of obtaining digital assets of the debtors. The Bahamas is trying to get all the money.
Sure sounds like it.
Or whatever they have left.
Man, they just see a golden opportunity here.
Sure they do.
They know that this guy is trying to hide out in their island nation. So they figure, well, you ain't want to leave. So guess what? We're going to take you for all you're worth while you're here.
This story never ends.
My gosh. You know what this also means?
Mm.
The casting company, whoever's going to make this movie, there's more and more characters they have to keep casting. They must be taking notes. All right, who's going to play the Bahamian government now?
This should be a 10-part miniseries.
Yes, absolutely.
And somehow, some way, Morgan Freeman must be involved in the casting process.
100%. Or at least
also,
narrated.
I know this is kind of like, you know, you shouldn't make it fun of anybody's personal looks, but I bring this up because of the confirmed posted drug use by the girlfriend, wife, of Bankman-Fried?
Just a girlfriend, yeah.
She was running the finances of the company.
Yeah.
An admitted amphetamine user, like promoted the use of it. And I'm sorry, but did you see her?
I did.
Did you look at her?
I did.
She looks like a Harry Potter character.
She does.
And if you're one of, this is another reason why I don't feel sorry for these celebrity investors. Did you look at them?
Yeah.
They look like two methed out children.
Pretty much.
And if you gave them millions of dollars, a lot of this is on you. I'm sorry, because you didn't investigate who these people are. Brady did like videos with this guy.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's hard. Listen, it's hard to excuse. I mean, you obviously had to do more digging. You're right. Just look at them. Right?
Wow.
They're tough to look at. You can tell that the guy, this SBF, they call him for short, was absolutely shady and just a weirdo.
Oh, God.
I mean, nobody had alarms go off, like your internal system of red flags that goes off when you meet somebody weird that kind of creeps you out. Nobody had that around this guy. I had it just watching a 10-second video of him.
And you just look at her and like, you're going to invest your money. These two are in charge of this company.
Yeah, no thank you.
It's almost like it's not a Ponzi scheme the way they set it up. But it's almost like a confidence game where you heard that all your, okay, let's say I'm Brady. I heard Steph Curry was in this. Well,
that's
it's got to be legit.
Yes.
And then Shaq hears that Steph Curry's invested in this thing. Well, it's got to be legit.
Exactly.
And it goes on and on and on. Nobody looked at who's running this thing.
That's exactly it.
And their finances.
That's all it is. You're 100% right. That's what it comes down to. It's all about reputation. They got the big names. They got into the crowd. And then once you got one big name, another big name follows. And it's just, you know, it's the sheep effect. Oh, so-and-so is doing it. Cool. This is a good thing. I'm going to do it too.
Wow.
And then, well, now they're all paying for it, literally.
Whew, what a mess.
It really is.
It's almost like I'm waiting for the next bombshell to drop with this thing. They haven't extradited him back here.
Right.
Maybe that's involved with the U.S., trying to fight the Bahamas for the money that's left over.
Is this guy going to have any money left over?
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean,
now we got to go to the Bahamas to find out.
Right.
Wow.
If you ever can find the guy.
This is crazy.
What a wild
10
story.
10-part miniseries.
Sure is.
Anyway, would you invest in a Frontier Airlines all-you-can-fly pass?
I thought a lot about this yesterday.
And this is a big consumer story, actually.
Yeah, I came across this, and I took many screenshots. I'm like, oh, we got to talk about this tomorrow.
And your Black Friday sales are happening a week early, apparently.
Hmm.
There's a lot of deals to be made, but do you? I don't know. We'll talk about that, as well as, well, they're investigating the Bidens officially in the House of Representatives on what? We'll talk about it next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Cooler weather, news on the way. Karen's got that at 7. What's coming up?
I didn't know such a thing existed, but there's a projection activist.
What is that?
Who's
like projector screens?
Yes. He's trolling Elon Musk outside Twitter's San Francisco headquarters with deriding messages projected on the side of the building, like Musk is a petulant pimple and a space Karen. Love that one.
Those are actually pretty funny. Yeah. I'll give him that.
So Wednesday, Musk had emailed employees that they should expect to work long hours at high intensity if they wanted to remain employed. And as of yesterday's deadline, up to 75% of Twitter's remaining workforce took their severance and quit.
It's funny for someone else to call, for the Twitter employees to call Elon Musk petulant. I mean, you talk about the pot calling the kettle black, my gosh.
Exactly.
Some funny names, though.
Yeah, and more coming up.
That's coming up at 7 and more. The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Yeah, he's not putting up with it. I love the speculation, though. Well, the government's taking over. It's finally, they're shutting him down. It's happening. It's going on. I think he had enough threats from a bunch of lunatic communists who work there. He's going to get rid of them, and he just shut down the offices over a security concern before he can take the servers, put them on a U-Haul, and move it to Texas.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's exactly what it was. I mean, moving to Texas, that would be, boy, what a story that would be, too. But no, that's exactly what it is. It was all about a security concern. It was all about the integrity of the site, really. They locked all the doors. They shut off access to all the badges. And, of course, people start freaking out, and the news spins around and saying, oh, Twitter's going to die. This is our last tweet. It was funny, though, because Elon, he loves memes. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
And so his response to all this was to put up a meme of a guy with a Twitter bird over his face standing in front of a grave with another Twitter bird, which is on the grave. So he's just trolling the trolls or trolling the situation.
He does not seem worried. He just doesn't.
No.
In fact, 7 hours ago, he posted this. Throughout all of this supposed controversy and all the news stories and these weirdos protesting outside of Twitter headquarters in San Francisco and all the lunatic, mentally deranged leftists who work there complaining about losing their coffee bar, he goes, and we just hit another all-time high on Twitter usage, LOL.
Go figure, right?
I think he's doing okay.
I think so. And if Twitter's not shutting down, it's a fun joke. It's creating a lot of fun tweets and a lot of fun memes. That's all this is. Twitter's not going anywhere. Yeah, I mean, you have to understand, this guy invested $44 billion into this. You really think he's just going to let it burn to the ground?
I don't think so. Plus, now I think it's the cause, too. It doesn't seem like somebody that's going to give up on something. And he has said for years, ever since he's become a figure on the national stage, I'm a free speech absolutist.
Right.
I think he believes in the importance of a free marketplace of ideas, which, by the way, we've not established yet. It was supposed to be Twitter. Mm-hmm. We know what that turned into. But you need a free speech, supposedly independent marketplace of ideas, because we're not getting it through the media.
And it's supposed to be this, right? Well, us, yes, but also Twitter. It's supposed to be Twitter, where anybody could go on and, you know, report something and not, the story not get squashed, like we've seen many, many times over the past couple of years. And that's what it. Maybe this is a good thing. I try to look on the bright side, and I look on the bright side with this, which is, he's weeding out all of the people who made Twitter into what we hated.
I've seen nothing but good things out of this.
Correct.
He's getting rid of these mentally deranged leftists that have been running that company.
That's right.
They're either firing. Most people fire themselves.
That's true.
You realize that if you're ever in charge of hiring people, if you're in charge of a payroll, if someone's a problem, they get rid of themselves. They just do. They self-destruct and they go away, which is great.
Seen it happen.
Or you get rid of them yourself. That's how you do it. And he has I don't think he has any problems with all this whole thing. And by the way, one of his other earlier tweets from last night was, how do you make a small fortune in social media? Start out with a large one.
So, yeah.
I think all he cares about is the usage, and it's probably going to be bigger than before and streamlined.
I think so. And that's it. Look, I think it's going to turn out great in the end. He's going through some trials and tribulations right now. The whole company is, because he's, like we said, he's weeding out the bums. He's weeding out the jerks who are making Twitter into what it was and what we don't want it to be anymore. So guess what? He's going to bring in new people.
Get with the plan or get out.
That's it.
That's exactly what he's
saying. Twitter's not going anywhere.
Well, it's what the House Oversight Committee is saying about the Bidens. Get with the plan or get out.
Mm-hmm.
This was James Comer launching the investigation. It's not these aren't official charges. All they're doing is looking into the Biden alleged family crimes. This is what he said.
Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family.
What kind of crimes, James?
Conspiracy or defrauding the United States. Wire fraud. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Okay, there's that. And also, when Jim Jordan came up to follow up with that, he also mentioned the 14 FBI agents that have come together and have not backed off being whistleblowers. He said they were doing this even before the midterms.
That's right. Yeah. And I mean, this is big stuff, actually.
Absolutely. To cover up the laptop story.
100%.
Jordan talked about the laptop, by the way.
And I think it's also important to understand, never forget how this story has changed. I mean, think about this. When it started off, it was, no, it's not his laptop. It's not his laptop. Then it was, well, it's his laptop, but remember, it's Russian disinformation and no one did anything wrong. Then it was, well, maybe he did something wrong, but President Biden didn't know about it. And now it's, well, maybe President Biden knew about it and was involved, but it didn't influence his decisions.
They got a long, long uphill battle to get anything done about this, but at least they're trying.
I think it's great in two ways. Number one, well, Jim Jordan's right of how they've been moving the goalposts, and by I mean the Democrats and their friends in the media just keep moving it along and, you know, changing the narrative.
Yeah.
But it's great to see just the attempt at accountability.
No doubt.
That's you know what I mean? That's what makes me happy there is.
People and now, have been looking for.
Yes. And that's what makes you feel good is to at least have this stuff out in the public, have a public forum about it. How far does it go? That remains to be seen. But man,
not far.
Yeah,
but
maybe
that's okay.
Not.
But maybe they can follow up from here on out. This is why it was so important to get the Senate too. Otherwise, because in 2 years you're not going to be able to find these people.
Right.
They're going to be buried. They're going to be hidden. They're going to be protected. They're going to go away. You're not going to. They're not going to be able to find Hunter Biden. Are you kidding?
Oh no, he's going to be gone.
You can't find him now. They raided Barron Trump's room, but not Hunter's.
That's true.
Come on.
Yeah.
You got a long, this is going to be a long process, but maybe the entire thing of cleaning up the Justice Department, maybe it really did. Let's have some Christmas season hope, Diener.
I'll try.
Some holiday hope.
I'm going to try.
Maybe the start of cleaning up that entire agency, as defunct as it is, started with a first step yesterday. Baby steps, maybe.
But it's a step one way or the other, right? I mean, it's a step in the right direction, I think.
Something.
To see that come out in the public. But I will say this too, real quick.
Mm.
That tax evasion thing. I know if Jen were here, she would say that's what they always get you on. Now, remember with Al Capone and anybody else, if they can't get you on anything else, they get you on the tax stuff. So it's interesting to me. That one sticks out amongst a couple of others, how they threw in the tax evasion as well.
The thing with Hunter, though, and James Comer literally raised his eyebrows when he announced the human trafficking element of it.
That's
with
a
Hunter.
Big one.
Wow. All right. In the meantime, here's something completely different. Heading into the holiday season. Not the day to talk about it as far as Western New York because of a blizzard, but how about this option? Frontier Airlines is selling an all-you-can-fly pass for $599. It's not too bad. Most people have been looking at a lot of airline tickets recently and seeing why they're so high. Frontier has announced it. It's called Go Wild. Annual pass for $599. Unlimited flights starting May 2nd of next year. Obviously, a lot of restrictions. You got to be, willing to fly Frontier, obviously. And there's a bunch of blackout dates. Most major holidays, popular long weekends. You got to be flexible. You can book only the day before a flight.
Wow. So you can't book ahead.
It takes a special kind of person to be able to be that fluid in where you're going.
Yeah, really.
I mean, God love you, but it's an option. And this may be the biggest catch of all. You can book the tickets for free, actually 1 cent each, but that only covers the airfare. You know what I mean? So it's like really you're paying an upfront. It's like a buyer's club.
Yeah, okay.
You're in, and then you have to pay legally something to just actually get the tickets.
Right. I gotcha.
Interesting that I wonder if airlines are going to go that direction, though.
It's a pretty interesting option. I mean, you know, you see that. It's exciting. Now it's only domestic travel.
Right.
It's not like you can fly to Italy, you know, every week. And this was the other catch that I found in the, you know, you got to pay attention to this one. Read the fine print type thing. After the first year, it automatically goes up to $2,000 for the year.
Like DirecTV.
That's correct. Yeah, very similar, actually. Very similar.
You know what's huge for, though? Retirees.
It's an awesome idea.
I mean, if you have relatives like out of town, a lot of people listening right now do. If you can be really flexible and be willing to fly the day before, jump on a plane, it's a pretty good deal.
It's awesome. And who's to say you can't use it for a year and then cancel before they up your charge?
Maybe.
I like it.
Maybe a very future retiree Nancy Pelosi will jump on this deal.
Yay.
Oh, she has a private plane. Never mind. But she's gone.
Yes.
Gone.
What a day.
We got that and some of this winter weather that's finally arrived in the Northeast. We'll talk about that. Will affect you. Coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show.